Congress returns this week from its spring recess. One bill likely to see action seeks to speed the development of vaccines, tests, and treatments for germs most likely to be used as bioterrorist weapons. There's just about unanimous support in Congress for the concept known as Project BioShield. But NPR's Julie Rovner reports working out the details is proving harder than many anticipated.
As proposed by President Bush in January, part of the BioShield proposal would provide more funding for government research into bioterrorism agents. But most of the money would go to the private sector to encourage companies to develop and manufacture the products government researchers discover. As Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Mark McClellan explained to a House committee, private firms haven't put much effort into developing tests and treatments for such rarely occurring diseases as plague or anthrax.
Currently available antitoxin to botulism is based on a technology that was available when the FDA came into existence in 1906.
Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health said at the same hearing, companies haven't bothered to research these diseases because there hasn't been enough of a market.
Many of these firms are willing to help in the development of biodefense countermeasures, but the fact remains that they are businesses and are not nonprofit organizations, and they need a tangible incentive to get involved.
The president's BioShield proposal seeks to address that problem by guaranteeing funding for companies that come up with promising products likely to be ready within 5 years. But while lawmakers agree that guarantees are needed, some, like California Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman, think Project BioShield as proposed by the president is too broad.
This is a blank check approach. It could be looked at as an abdication of congressional responsibility.
At the same time, other members of Congress, like Connecticut Republican Christopher Shays, think it's not broad enough.
Hasty acquisition of medical countermeasures available within 5 years, as proposed in BioShield, applies only a short-term bandage to a long-term illness.
In fact, that five-year requirement is actually a substantial roadblock, say the companies who are expected to participate. Jillian Woolard is a vice president of the Biotechnology Industry Organization.
Normally, drug development on average takes between 10 and 15 years to get a product from discovery through to available to the public. Therefore, the only products that would be available within five are those that have already been developed for other purposes. But this legislation, as drafted, excludes from any of the incentives those products that have that other secondary use.
Woolert says biotechnology companies want to participate in BioShield, but they're frustrated by other aspects of the proposal. For example, she says companies can't even figure out which microbes to study because information on which ones are considered the biggest threat is classified.
Therefore, you're asking for a product to a threat that hasn't been yet defined that will be available in a third of the normal drug development window.
On the other hand, some lawmakers are worried that if those drugs or vaccines ultimately prove profitable, taxpayers will be the losers. North Carolina Republican Congressman Richard Burr is one.
I think we've asked the right questions about whether we should share ownership of patents as markets begin to open up outside of the United States and our people for potential vaccines. Is there a way for us to recover some of our costs?
Other concerns have also been raised about the proposal, including language that would allow the use of drugs or vaccines not yet approved by the FDA in certain emergency situations. And companies say they won't even think about bioterrorism research unless they get government protections from lawsuits. Still, the Senate's expected to approve a BioShield bill as soon as this week, and lawmakers hope to be able to get a bill to the president by later this spring. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.